Hi everyone, this is Kathy York, and today I'm going to update you on my automated email problem because it is solved, I think. You may not even be aware, but if you are a subscriber, you know there's been some really weird stuff going on. Okay, my subscribers receive an automated email from me when new blogs post. Those emails provide a convenient link for popping in here to see the articles. But this process came to a screeching halt at 10 a.m. on March 6th, 2021, 3 months ago, tomorrow. MailChimp, MC, stopped grabbing the latest from my website's RSS feed. Don't ask. automated emails were not going to my subscribers. And I'm thinking, well, what is going on? The article with Louise Harmby's message about using the term freelance, you may remember that one. It posted to the RSS feed on my site, but the notification didn't go anywhere. I scrambled to send a personal email to my subscribers, including the blog post link. Now, I learned a bunch about MailChimp quickly. It had been working with my WordPress, my WP site, doing all of this work for me. The MailChimp team, my webmaster, Karen, and I checked everything we could think of for the WordPress and MC setups, and all seemed in order. MailChimp was still programmed to check my RSS every Saturday. Is there something new in the feed? Then send an email to alert subscribers. And for the next 9 weeks, until May 1st, we tried to make it work as it had for years. We let items post naturally, you know, kept it organic, watching what happened when it was time for the email to skip merrily into subscribers' inboxes. And what happened was a whole bunch of nothing. We chased everything from MC not liking punctuation in titles, and that wasn't it, to the square brackets with my quick win post titles, suddenly causing a WordPress hiccup, and we figure that's probably what started it all. But the brackets for the quick win posts are part of my branding, so dumping them was not an option. Okay, our solution. Karen installed new coding from MailChimp, and on May 1st, the email about creating a special tribute for a loved one zipped off to my subscribers. Ditto for the May 15th quick win, the fixing corrupted Windows file names, in case you got caught in that Windows update in April. But to be safe, we decided to dump more work on my plate instead of always wondering when that problem might return. So I now write and schedule each email in MC, which most people do that anyway, instead of expecting MailChimp and WordPress to work together with my site's RSS feed. The created within MailChimp email works no matter how many brackets or other punctuation I use. Of course, the question really is, why did this happen in the first place? After February 20, why did my WP and MC stop working together? Well, we don't know. But I think it's tied to software updates bumping into one another. WordPress continually improves its product and installs upgrades. The same with MailChimp, which means the code Karen received in April may not work next week with whatever WP did yesterday. And my site also has a few plugins, you know, those little helper files. With all those applications in the mix, one update can cause issues, and this often cascades into more problems. Here are my recommendations. It's a good idea to keep your tech as clean as possible, as uncomplicated as possible. If you are setting up a MailChimp account, here are three things I suggest: creating a nice looking template for emails, personalizing each message, and including the link to your post, scheduling the mail so you don't have to babysit. And this is my process now. And although it's a little extra work, the peace of mind is worth it. Plus, my subscribers receive a more personal email now. And to me, that's the best part. I hope you will reach out to your subscribers using MailChimp or another application. It's a great way to keep up with everyone. It's not just for scheduled posts. You can pop in at any time and send a quick update to your tribe. Well, for today's conversation, join in. Please use one of these points for a comment or bring your own. Have you had problems with software, what I call barking, software barking at other applications? When do you decide it's time to say, just make it work? Do you hire an expert to chase your computer problems? Let's all learn from each other. Please share this post and subscribe so you won't miss other tech or text training nuggets. As usual, I promise I will not stuff your inbox or share your information. Thanks for stopping by. I know you're busy, and I appreciate your time. Let's take a quick 15 minutes to talk about your next tech or text project or tackle an issue you are having right now. No invoice. Go ahead and contact me, Kathy@KathyYorck.com. Please remember, it's KathyYork. Hope to hear from you soon. Bye.